The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 11. How Dr. Faustus dreamed he had seen hell in his sleep, and how he questioned with his spirit of matters concerning hell, with the spirit's answer. The night following after Faustus' communication with Mephistopheles, as concerning the fall of Lucifer, Dr. Faustus dreamed that he had seen part of hell, but in what manner it was, or in what place, he knew not, whereby he was much troubled in mind, and called unto him Mephistopheles, his spirit, saying unto him, I pray thee resolve me in this doubt. What is hell? What substance is it of? In what place stands it, and when was it made? Mephistopheles answered, Faustus, thou shalt know that before the fall of my lord Lucifer there was no hell, but even then was hell ordained. It is no substance, but a confused thing. For I tell thee, that before all elements were made, or the earth seen, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, and darkness was over all. But when God said, Let there be light, it was so at his word, and the light was on God's right hand, and God praised the light. Judge thou further. God stood in the middle, the darkness was on his left hand, in the which my lord was bound in chains until the day of judgment. In this confused hell is naught to find but a sulphurish fire and stinking mist or fog. Further, we devils know not what substance it is of, but a confused thing. For as a bubble of water flieth before the wind, so doth hell before the breath of God. Moreover, we devils know not how God hath laid the foundation of our hell, nor whereof it is. But to be short, Faustus, we know that hell hath neither bottom nor end. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.